How many were with us when I did Making It?
Wow.
And look, and now we're what? Whoa, this bus is moving, ain't it? That's pretty good stuff. Let's talk about it. You might wonder how we do series in this situation. There's a dear friend of mine, Kathy Steffen. Love her family, her husband, her kids are like their kids are like our kids. And she heard this song called Traveling Light and thought it might make not only a nice song, but a nice series for me to preach. Just the title. So I went over to the house, I listened to it, I started thinking about it, I'm thinking, wow, I think she's right. We talked about it at a lunch one day, and we thought, you know, this would be a great thought to share with you guys. So we got us a title, we got us a thought, and now we're going to share it in a series. That's how we do it. Let's try it. Here we go. Am I too loud, yes or no? Pull me back just a little bit, Kevin. You're trying to help me. I know what you're trying to do, and now you got me too, you have something on stage a little too loud on me. I know, I'm a big baby. Be quiet. Here we go. Say that with me, the title of today's message, Lose Weight by, one more time, Lose Weight by Waiting. Now, if you're trying to go on a diet, I don't recommend doing it this way. Like, if you think you're going to lose weight by just putting it off one day and I'll just be skinny, probably ain't happening. But in the message today, say it with me, Lose Weight by, let's go with the message. Here we go, Raj, we're rolling. Isaiah 40 is where we're going to be at today. If you have your Bible, want to be there. Otherwise, all the scriptures are going to be right there. You can also go to our website later. You can download everything you see, all the pictures, everything. You can have your own Bible study back at home or check out something that we put up on the screen in case you need to see it again. Isaiah 40. Several scriptures, and I'm getting somewhere. Traveling light. Lose weight by waiting? What is that all about? The grass withers. The flower fades, but the word of our God, say it with me, shall stand forever. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who's meted out heaven with the span and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, has taught Him? With whom took He counsel? Who instructed Him and taught Him the path of judgment, and taught Him knowledge, and showed to Him the way of understanding? Talking about our great God. Behold, the nations are as, say it with me, a drop of a bucket. You might be wondering, where's that drop of a bucket, or drop in a bucket phrase come from? Probably right there from the Bible. They're counted as small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sets upon the what? The what? This was written a long time before people realized the earth was what? They used to think it was flat. I wish they'd have read the Bible. Hello. Is that what the Bible says? It's exactly what the Bible says. Isn't that incredible? You ought to put your whole confidence in God's Word. Instead of Mickey Mousing and playing and picking and choosing. You ought to say, this is the Word of God. It abides forever. I believe it. And that's just one little old thing that you can find just right there. We just read. It is He that sets upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. To whom then will you liken me, God says, or shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who hath created these things, that brings out of their host by number. He calls them what? All by names, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. Say that with me, that blue part. To those who have no might, God increases their strength. Now that's where I'm going. I just wanted you to know who's going to get you there. Are you hearing me this morning? He's incredible. Are you kidding me? Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Say that with me. The youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. One of the greatest verses in the Bible is on your screen right now. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. Say greatest verses with me. Greatest verses. Right there. Yeah. And you just happened to be here that day it was up on the screen. Isn't that great? Look at it. Here we go. Say it with me. Now come on. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How'd that do right there when you heard that? I felt like I was in a black church in Mississippi somewhere when I just said that. I did. I could see the door flung open in the back and the fan. Yeah. Let's do it. Here we go. Come on. We're going to learn it. Come on. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not. How y'all doing? You're like, come on. One more time. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not. Does that feel like some traveling lights going on there or something? You see what I'm saying? I didn't know where I was going to go with this series. And I put together a little postcard. How many got a postcard in the mail this week from us? Okay. Sometimes we have to write those ahead of time before I'm done with the message. So I'm telling Raj what to write. And I just quoted this verse, Isaiah 40:31. I just quote it. And he writes it. And we look at it, man, sounds pretty good. Send it out. That was on a Tuesday. I couldn't sleep Tuesday night. I was struggling. And I remembered this verse. And I lay in my bed. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so I just meditated on that verse. It beats going crazy, I'll tell you that. You do what you want to do. That's how I do it. So I'm thinking. Next morning I get up, Wednesday. I've got Share-a-thon for the radio station Thursday and Friday. This clock is on me, man. It's pushing me. I'm feeling pressure. Got a crazy wedding on Friday. Work day on Saturday morning. I mean, I got a time period right here. God, you got to give me a message. And I had no idea. I was not even planning Isaiah 40:31. Nothing at all. Didn't even make sense. That's not what I'm talking about, is it? So I get to work, and boy, that verse is on me. I go in my office and shut the door, and that verse is on me. And about 2 hours later, I come out of that office, message done. Amen? So this is a great truth today. Okay? It's no small thing what we're about to talk about. So I hope that you'll just listen now, and here we go. Isaiah 40:31. Say that with me. Wait upon the Lord. One more time, wait upon the Lord. And we got a good 20, 25 minutes. We're going to learn this thing. You got to hang in here. If you're thinking something else, don't worry about it. Okay? Come on, here we go. Lose weight by waiting, Raj. We're rolling, baby. Here we go. Wait doesn't mean do nothing. This is huge. Wait upon the Lord, and you'll renew your strength, the Bible says. Say this with me. Wait doesn't mean do nothing. So many people, that's what wait means to them. Well, I just do nothing. I just wait. Wait doesn't mean do nothing. That's, come on, let's roll, Roger. Here we go, baby. Wait's an action word. Wait. Here's what wait means. making a conscious effort by faith to rely on God and commit myself to seeking His guidance. Look at it again. Wait means doing something. Making a conscious effort by faith to rely on God and commit myself to seeking His guidance. Now, I'm not expecting you to remember all that. We're rolling. Here we go. The idea of waiting on the Lord is, and this is just me talking, it means acting on what God says do. It means moving as God says move. It means responding as God says respond. The idea of waiting on the Lord is those three things: acting, moving, and responding. Now you just keep following. We're going to get somewhere. The key ingredient to waiting on the Lord is, say it with me, what God says. If I'm waiting on the Lord, the key ingredient then is what God says. Waiting on the Lord, it's what God says. Keep looking. Question. Has God said a lot already? What do I mean? Has God said a lot already? If you're waiting on God to say something, here's my question. Has God said a lot already? There are 66 books in the Bible of what God has said. So has God already said a lot? Somebody talk to me. So if waiting on God is acting and moving and responding on what God says do, my question number one is, has God already said a lot? Okay? Now, you can sit there all day and never read your Bible. Well, I'm just waiting on God to say something. Well, He already said a lot, nut. See what I'm saying? He's already said a lot. Are there things that I should be acting on, moving on, and responding to that God has already said in His Word? Good chance the answer is yes. Okay? A lot of times we wait. And we think wait just means doing nothing. When actually, waiting is acting and moving and responding to what God says to do. But He's already said a lot. Does that make common sense to people? All right. So, the first thing we've seen about waiting, and don't go to sleep on me here. You're going to get somewhere if you hang in here. Number one, act, move, and respond on what God has already said. Okay? And here's another question. Here's another question. Are there times when I need to be still before taking action or moving or responding? Good chance the answer is what? So far now we've seen this waiting over here, both of them's an action word. One is go ahead and do what God says do, but you got to know what God says if you're going to do what God says do. Hello. Sometimes, however, there you need to be still. And you need to wait like that. And I've wrote this down in my office. Put your hope in the Lord. Say that with me. Put your hope in the Lord. One more time. Put your hope in the Lord. In those times where you need to wait like that still, you put your hope in the Lord. Now, what does that mean? Hope, the word hope, literally means, say it with me, a confident expectation. When I'm waiting on the Lord, when I'm being still, when I've done now what He's told me to do, because I've read it and I can see it and I can understand it, but I'm still hearing this part two of the wait thing. My hope doesn't mean, well, I hope so. Well, maybe so. No. I'm still, but I know He's with me. And I know I'm going to make it. And I know I'm going to move forward. I know I'm going to act. I know I'm going to respond. I know I'm not always going to be where I'm at right now. You understand where I'm coming from? It's a confident expectation. It's not a hope so. The word hope does not appear in your Bible as a hope so kind of thing. The word hope in your Bible, in the Greek language and in the Hebrew, is a word of confidence. It does have an element of surprise or not knowing the future, but it doesn't have with it fear. You understand? So being still means hoping in the Lord. Back to verse 28, Isaiah 40. Hast thou not known? Look at the confidence that comes from this verse. Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases strength. Why are you sitting there thinking you have no future? Why are you sitting there thinking you're not going to ever be able to move forward out of this mess you're in? You're a nut. Of course you can. Why wouldn't you? Amen? That's what I feel in this verse. How does that make you feel? A little lighter? Say, sometimes we need to shed some baggage of the mind. We just think waiting means doing nothing. We think God's got to speak to us out of heaven. If lightning would hit my house, I would serve Jesus. People say the dumbest things. God, read the book, fool. Start acting on that. And then waiting doesn't mean, or hoping doesn't mean, hope so, Ouija board, flip a coin. That's not what it is. It's God is strong. God is awesome. God is able. God is mighty. God didn't start this thing yesterday working with folk. He's been doing it a long time. And he can take care of me. See the difference? Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in what? Casting all your care upon him, he cares for you. What does due time mean in that verse? I won't have to wait forever. Say that with me. I won't have to wait forever. Come on, church. I won't have to wait forever. Oh, yeah, I'm still right now, but I won't have to wait forever. That's what God's Word says. Cast all your care upon him. What's that word mean? Anxiety and stress. God says, you put that on me, and you'll just see if your little hope thing don't start going up a little bit. Amen. Hoping in the Lord means that I'm confident that as I'm still before the Lord, I know He will take my mess and my stress and He will bless. Say that with me. He will take my mess and my stress and He will... Come on, now we're in Mississippi. One more time. He will take my mess and my stress and He will bless. That's confidence, isn't it? That's good stuff right there. Oh, need a t-shirt? Good. We like t-shirts. Now let's move forward, Raj. Quit listening to the audience. Just watch me. I will act and move and respond on what God has already said. Keep looking. I will put my hope in the Lord, knowing He cares for me. And in due time, He's going to help me to act. He's going to help me to move, and He's going to help me respond correctly and what? How many want to get it all wrong? See, that's the key on waiting. Wouldn't you like to get it right? Say, amen. Come on. Now, you might say, Clark, you bored me stiff. Are y'all bored this morning? Good! I love that. Come on. Now we're going somewhere. We couldn't go anywhere as long as you thought wait meant doing nothing. Doesn't mean that at all. What are these two things? Waiting, that's responding and acting on what's already been said, and being still but having a confidence and a hope. What are these two things going to do for me, God? Glad you asked. I'm going to travel much lighter. Oh, yeah. I'm going to lose the weights that are holding me back. That's what this verse teaches, Isaiah 40, 31. Now, four things are going to happen. Four things are going to happen when I do this. Four things are going to happen. Well, you don't know they're going to happen. Well, why don't you just keep being negative and leave me alone? Say, yeah, I'm arguing with myself. I do this. How many do that? You got these little people in your life. There they are. Anyway, four things are going to happen when I do this. God's going to renew my strength. Say it with me. I shall mount up with eagle's wings. I shall run and not be weary. I shall walk and not faint. Four things are going to happen. Four things are going to happen. Now, I just thought I gave the verse to Raj because we need a postcard. I didn't know this was really the key to what God wanted me to know. sin. He wants you to know it today. Say the verse with me again. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now let's talk about those four things. Let's talk about those four things. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want. Number one, God shall renew my strength. If you're going to travel light, we got to get the engine going. Amen? Say. I mean, if you've been run over by a bus, we got to get you up. And waiting on the Lord is what's going to get you up. And He's going to renew your strength. What's that talk about? Say the word renew with me. There's going to be four R's. Renew. One more time. Renew. 2 Corinthians 12 says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in what? Most gladly, therefore," Paul says, "I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake." Say the blue part with me. "For when I am weak, then I am..." One more time. "For when I am weak, then I am strong." So you're feeling weak, you're feeling like, oh no, uh-oh, whatever. This is a perfect, perfect storm. It's good for you. This is good. Because when you're weak, you're going to realize you couldn't do anything anyway. You're going to tap into who He is. This is incredible. "For when I'm what? Weak, then I'm what? Strong. While in my weakness, if I know God is making me stronger, then I surely know I cannot be defeated." Wonder who said that? I did. Okay? In my office. Yeah, come on, right there. Yeah, I'm talking to myself in my office. Say it with me. "While in my weakness, if I know God is making me stronger, then I surely know I cannot be defeated." But the enemy wants me to think in my weakness, I'm getting weaker. I've about got you. But if the table gets turned on that sucker, and if in my weakness, pop it back up. If in my weakness, I know God's making me stronger, then I surely know there is no way you're going to defeat me. Because this thing I'm going through, I'm going to come out on the other side, and I'm going to kick somebody right square in the tail. I'm telling you that right now. I mean, do you have that kind of thinking? Or are you the kind of person that when you're struggling and when you're weak, you want to tell everybody about it and get everybody on your side to whine with you and put a big chorus together or something? Of whiners. Excuse me. Who wants to hear that song? I'm tired of it. Are you hearing me? If in my weakness, I know God is making me stronger, then I know hell will freeze over before I'm defeated. You hear what I'm saying? It's good stuff! Who doesn't want that? Are you kidding me? I want it. "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained" what? "Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger." Man, I believe when I was born, God put something in me. He knew me in my mother's womb, the Bible says. He didn't see me as a loser. He saw me as a winner. The question is, do I see myself as a winner or a loser? See the difference? Renewed strength. Number two, I shall sit with me, mount up with wings as eagles. Say the word, ready. What was the first word? Renew. Second word is? Ready. First one was renew. Second one is ready. This renewed strength will take me up, not down. I'm going to mount up with wings as eagles. This renewed strength is going to take me what? Up, not down. Stop thinking your ship is going down. It ain't. It's going up. Isn't that contrary to the way we think when we're suffering? Oh, we're going down. Everything's going down. And a lot of times it does all go down, doesn't it? I didn't know it could go up. That's pretty good, ain't it? I'd much rather think this way. I'll be strong. I'll be swift. I will soar. Roger took that picture up in Sarasota the other day. Three eagles up in the sky. That's just what you see around us. Isn't that incredible? Don't you want to be that? Isn't there something about an eagle when you're outside? You see a bird. You see like a blue jay. You don't go, look, a blue jay. You see what I'm saying? Who does that? But you look outside, you see an eagle. You go, you stop strangers. You don't even know. Look, an eagle. That's what God wants for you. He wants others to look. He wants others to see you soar. He wants others to see you fly. Amen. He wants you to mount up. Get ready to fly, baby. Get ready to fly. But you got to travel light. You got to work on that waiting thing. I'm not going down. I'm just not. Are you going down, Clark? Do you think you're going down, Clark? I'm not going down. Why would I? My brother called me the other day. He said, how you doing, Gary? I said, I'm doing pretty good. He said, well, why wouldn't you? Yeah. We're getting us a new T-shirt. It says Fellowship Church on the right here. And it's going to say, why wouldn't you? We're going to try real hard to build our building debt-free. Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Say. Amen. Well, I think I'll go to church next time. Well, why wouldn't you? You're the problem. It ain't us. You understand? That's country talk, ain't it? And if you know my brother, he says it like this. Well, why wouldn't you? It's in your face, man. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation, Jesus says. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Be ready, man. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought Paul not to go up to Jerusalem because he was going to be killed if he went there. And Paul answered, why, what mean you to weep and try to break my heart? I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus if I have to. See what I'm saying? And when he would not be persuaded, we see saying, well, the will of the Lord be done. Are you like that? Don't you want to be like that? Don't you want to be one that flies, one that soars, one that's swift, one that people, when they look at you, they grab a friend and go, hey, look at him. Look at her. That's what I want to be. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that's in you and what with meekness and fear. Nobody's ever going to ask you a question about your faith or the hope that's in you if you don't show it, if you don't have it, if you're not flying like an eagle. Blue jays don't get asked a lot of questions. Eagles do. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. You know why I say blue jays? Because that's a South Carolina bird. We always hated South Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. Here we go. Number three. I shall run and not be weary. The R word is run. The first one was renewed. The second one was ready. The third one is run. Now hang in here with me. We're not much longer, but we still got to get it done. I shall run and being not weary. The idea is I shall run and be what? Don't you want to be happy? Come on. Not wore out. Not stressed out, but happy. How many think I'm happier now than I was like 7 months ago? Oh, yeah. So isn't that a good direction to head in, happy direction? Say. That's good. That's what I want. Don't you want to be happy? This is me writing. I sure do. I want to be happy. Pray for me to be happy. That's how I hope you pray for your pastor. Pray for me to be happy. Gary with two R's. Tell God, Gary with two R's, happy. For His anger endures but a moment, but His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Who wants to be like this? How many people met people like this? Come on! These things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, I've overcome the world. Why wouldn't I think like that? Amen. Runners love to run. Would you say that with me? Runners love to run because they're not overweight. You'll never see a fat runner who will tell you, I just love this. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm ugly, I know. They love to run because they have strength. They love to run because they're conditioned. That's why runners love to run. They love it. And runners are crazy. I don't love running. Sorry. I like things with wheels on them. Amen? Listen, they love it. But you can see a runner who just runs and he's like sweating and he's all nasty and he's got all these fancy little britches and, you know, and they are so happy. You're wore out. I love this. Don't you want to be happy? That's what I want. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So run that you might what? Win. Run to win, man. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Run, man. Run and be happy. Don't you want to do that? Oh, I want that. I want you to see me in my life. I want you to say, man, look at Clark run. I ran some kids the other night, two 16-year-olds. I think Nick's 15. But I ran. I wanted to race them. That's a good thing if Clark wants to start racing again. So I said, hey, let's race. They looked at me like, what? You're old. I said, well, let's do it. Let's do it. I said, I used to be good from home to first base. That's what I did. So we'll do about 90 to 120 feet. So we ran, and they beat me by about a half a step. And then I started feeling cocky. So I said, let's do it one more time. So we did it one more time. And I ran like crazy. And they beat me by about another half a step. But this time I pulled my quad. Ah! I was not happy. Amen? Come on. Don't you want to run and be happy? Amen. The last one is this. I shall walk and not what? Faint. The word is reap. Can we say the four? Renew, ready, run, reap. The word reap. The idea of I shall walk and not faint is a farmer planting a harvest. He's planting his crop. He does it. He buries it. Can't see squat. You know what I'm saying? But he does not quit. He stays with the harvest. He plants it. He waters it. He tends it. He takes care of it. Problems come around him. The elements, the storms. He does not quit. He does not faint. And in the end, he reaps a harvest. That's the idea of that verse. I shall reap a harvest. Jesus tells a parable. I'm not going to teach the parable, just read it. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and he sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then it appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence came this bad seed, the tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this thing. The servant said, Would you that we go in now and gather them up and pull the tares out? He said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the time of the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, you then say to the reapers, you gather first the bad seed, the tares, and bind those in bundles. And do what to them? Burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. I wish I could tell you life was going to be just all wheat for you. The enemy is going to sow bad things. But if you'll wait on the Lord, if you'll not just pull up a handful while you're hurting, if you'll hang in there, you're going to reap a harvest. You're going to reap a harvest. You're going to reap a harvest. And those things that have hurt you, they're going to be burned up. I believe it. I've got to believe it. I would rather believe like that than to believe otherwise. Y'all listening? The word happy means blessed. Okay? Blessed, blessed, we're blessed. We said that a little earlier. Okay? I shall walk and not faint. I'm going to reap. Okay, keep going, Raj. We've got to scoot on through this message. Amen. Here's a verse I want to share with you. Pray this for me. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job. Say that with me. That's what I am asking this church to pray for me for. I'm just going to say it flat out. I'm asking you to pray that God would bless me double. Why wouldn't I? Say, he did it to Job. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camel, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she-asses. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And this lived Job 140 years. And he saw his sons and his sons' sons even 4 generations. This is how I want to die. And Job died being old and full of days. Amen? So I'm asking you to pray for me like that. Amen? Come on. I got the mic. I'm asking for prayer, baby. Amen. I want to reap. I want to reap. I want to reap a harvest. I want it to be that way. I want it to be double. I don't want other people to say, wow, he reaped a harvest. Amen? Traveling light. We done, Raj? Lose weight by waiting. What did we learn today? Here we go. Waiting does not mean doing nothing. Act on what God's already said do. Be still, but with confidence know He's going to help you make the right decisions to move forward. He's going to renew your strength. Renew. He's going to help you mount up with wings as eagles. You got to be ready. Get ready. Get ready. Woo, woo, woo. We're flying, baby. Amen. Number 3, you're going to run and not be weary. You're going to run and be happy. Picture yourself happy. Say that with me. Picture yourself happy. Say it again. Picture yourself happy. One more time. Picture yourself happy. In your mind, when you paint a picture of yourself in your life, instead of thinking about all the crap, why don't you ask God to help you paint another picture? And that's me being happy. You just paint it, baby. Amen. And the last one, you're going to walk and not faint. I am going to reap a harvest. Now let's say the verse and maybe it'll mean more to you now. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Is that like not one of the greatest verses in the Bible? Come on, let's praise the Lord this morning. Amen! That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff.